Could you talk about, from your point of view, what the risk benefits were of using Naliri in that situation? What do you stand to gain, and what was the downside?
The most important thing about using Naliri in this situation is that the patient has to have a good liver function test result, because, as you know, it's iron tecan, and it can be, well, accumulate in this situation. So we had to make sure that his bilirubin especially is within the normal range. Apart from that, we did something else with him because I've given him prior radiation and he's previously treated with chemotherapy. I always, in those patients, start with 50 milligram per meter squared, not 70 milligram, and so I did that also. The risks of the treatment include GI toxicities, again, iron tecan-based treatment, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, a bit more hair loss, and the rest of the side effects that we expect with this combination, like the myelosuppression. For the time being, after having two cycles of treatment, because I started 3 weeks ago and had one a week ago, he is not really having any major side effects. In fact, so far he's done well, so I'm hoping that he will be able to tolerate the treatment well. And after four cycles, I'm going to restage him and see what's happening to that area, which represents the recurrence.
How would you compare the risk-benefit ratio from Naliri-5-FU to FOLFIRI?
There's no head-to-head comparison, so it's a bit difficult to make a definitive statement. But in our hands, especially if we can choose the patients correctly and start with the right dose in the right patient, we've been seeing a good tolerance to the treatment. I don't see that many of the patients who end up, like, for example, in the hospital with severe GI toxicity, dehydration that I've seen in the past in my experience with FOLFIRI. Although, again, you're comparing sometimes different populations and different circumstances. But at this point in time, at least in my hand, following guidelines, following my own clinical judgment, I've been able to give the treatment without really seeing much in the way of toxicity.
Can you talk about your vision of what Naliri is, how it's constructed, and what the potential benefits might be of the way it's been formulated?
So being a liposomal formulation of the iron tecan, and if you look at the studies that have been done in animals, but more importantly in human beings, the exposure of the tumor to the parent compound, which is iron tecan, and also SN38, which is the active metabolite, has been prolonged. So there is more exposure of the tumor to the active drugs in the liposomal vesicles, which are the iron tecan and SN38, as a result of metabolism, which gives a better profile pharmacokinetically of the Naliri compared to the iron tecan. And therefore, the benefit versus risks are, at least based on experimental systems, better with this new formulation. And I think that's what we're seeing. But again, I have to stress the point that patients have to be also looked at carefully, especially pancreatic patients. Some of the patients, we have to start with a bit of a lower dose, and then we can build up the dose, obviously. But also, one of the things which we have to do is carefully monitor those patients. When I start a patient on Naliri-5-FU, I see them every week for at least the first one or two cycles, just so that I have a feel for their level of toxicities. But also, I do something else, which is I check the UGT1A1, and if the patient has the Gilbert syndrome type phenotype, then I do reduce the dose even more in those patients, because those are patients who potentially can have more accumulation of the drug and therefore end up with more toxicity.
From your point of view, do you believe that this formulation delivers the arena tecan preferentially to the tumor as opposed to normal tissue?
That is really what ends up being an advantage over the iron tecan, because of the uptake of the liposomal preparation by the tumor cells, and also because it stays longer in the tumor cells or the tumor environment, and therefore it's a longer and better exposure to the parent compound and the metabolite. Yes, that's the difference between Naliri and iron tecan. It reflects on the pharmacokinetics. If you look at the blood levels, you see the areas under the curve and you compare them, and certainly you see more exposure with Naliri, but also within the tumor environment, which is a reflection of what's happening, obviously, in the peripheral compartment when you look at pharmacokinetics.